Joining me now is an Ohioan in Justin Morrow. Are you a big Columbus Blue Jacket fan as well, Justin?
Absolutely not. I have not. I never grew up watching hockey, sad to say. When I got drafted, I moved to San Jose, which was the first hockey team I watched.
Oh, wow. Justin Morrow on Sportsnet tonight, defender of your Toronto FC from Cleveland, Ohio. So not a Columbus Blue Jacket fan, but you must have been cheering on the Cleveland Indians the other night. That must have been heartbreaking.
Yeah, that was a tough one to watch in the end. But, you know, Cleveland's on the up and up right now. So we have to say thanks to the Indians for a great season. And we're behind them still.
Yeah, Clevelander, you had the best of both. Well, maybe not the best, but, you know, you obviously had the Cavs earlier this year and then Cleveland. I guess you were still cheering for Cleveland over the Blue Jays in the ALCS, though.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm not a big baseball guy.
Yeah.
To remain neutral in that. I didn't want to jump on the bandwagon too much, you know, just say that I'm an Indians fan out of nowhere. But anytime I have a chance to support the home city, I try to.
Yeah, and a lot of people supporting the home city here right now, and you guys off into Eastern Conference semifinal right now and off to a great start with the 2-0 aggregate lead over New York City FC. I mean, you've been around this club for a while now. You've reached over 100 appearances with the team. Do you think that was maybe one of the better team performances you've been a part of, that 2-0 win at BMO this past Sunday?
Yeah, I think it was for the fans that have been here for 10 years. You know, it's my third year here, and it's been a pleasure to see this project play out the way it has. And we've been growing as a team, and it was kind of came to a culmination in that home victory, these last two home victories we've had. Those goals in the last minute of the last game here was very important for us, and it was nice to see the joy on the fans' faces.
Justin Morrow, our guest, defender of Toronto FC on Sportsnet tonight, Sportsnet Radio Network. I'm Dan Riccio. So you guys take this 2-0 lead into New York Yankee Stadium. What changes in the approach? Does anything change? Do you guys go out there and still play your game, or is this more about holding on to your lead now?
Absolutely. I don't think anything changes. I think we had a very good approach to the last game. We need to keep that same approach going into the game. You know, it's a high-pressure, high-intensity approach, and so we just need to be on top of our game and not be complacent at all.
Yeah, and I know Greg Vanney down at the Kia Training Grounds was talking about it today. That pitch at Yankee Stadium, a lot smaller than other pitches around Major League Soccer, and it can be difficult at times. We see a lot of goals scored over there. What makes it so different from anything else for our listeners who haven't maybe seen what Yankee Stadium can be like in a soccer sense?
Yeah, so them having tried to fit a soccer pitch in a baseball stadium is kind of tough. It's the smallest field in the league by far, and it just means that everything happens faster. You know, turnovers, the transitions from a turnover happen so much quicker, and you have less time to react, which means more goals. That's what it's shown through history since they've been playing there. So I think we have to be ready for that, be mentally in tune and ready for the transition moments.
Yeah, and I know it was a big talking point earlier in the week, but David Villa not getting the suspension for the kickout on Armando Cooper. It was a bit of a weird explanation from Major League Soccer on that. I know talking to some of you guys down at the Kia Training Ground, it's more status quo. You didn't expect him to get suspended. And really, you know, talking to Nick Hagelin, he was saying, you know what? We want to beat them with their best players on the field. So, yeah, bring them on.
Yeah, I think we kind of have that mindset. You know, that's out of our control. That was the league's decision. So we take it either way and we roll on.
How do you feel about the whole MLS disciplinary committee? Is it, do you find it weird? I know Michael Bradley was talking about, you know, that whole Monday morning refereeing thing, kind of getting at him through the year.
Yeah, it's definitely an awkward thing. The committee, I think, in my opinion, I find them a little inconsistent, but, you know, it's supposed to be there for the integrity of the league and the benefit of the players overall. So, you know, it's a little up and down in my opinion, but they're there and they do their job.
You guys were second best defense in all of Major League Soccer this past year. And yet on the awards, nobody was listed as among the best defenders. I know a lot of people said Drew Moore should have been there. And yeah, he certainly gave a lot for this TFC squad. But, you know, my vote would have gone to you, Justin. You not only were a part of this Ironman TFC defense that was pretty stalwart, but you also did some work on the offensive end with 5 goals.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It was a good year as a unit defensively. We, like you said, we were able to have a strong record defensively with our goals against average and our goals against total number. And like you said, I was able to get into the attack a little bit more this year, so that was fun.
How much do you like playing in the 3-5-2, 5-3-2, whatever you want to call it, and just having that a little bit more freedom to roam free up that left flank?
Yeah, like you said, this new formation we're playing lets me be more aggressive going forward, which is always a fun thing. You know, I've been a defender for a long time, but it's kind of like they've taken the leashes off, and I'm able to make more plays in the attacking half, which is great.
Now, you've been here for the last couple of years and knowing a little bit more about the franchise and what it went through in those early years, what's it been like these last couple of weeks with the way the fans have been down at BMO and these huge wins, these biggest wins in franchise history happening just over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I spoke about it a little bit earlier when I talked about the project. And, you know, for me, when I came in, the club was still very much in transition. And since I've been here, the club's just been growing and transforming in such a positive way, you know, with the stadium experience and then the team, the culture around the team. And now it just feels like the club has everything in place like it's been looking for a long time. You know, it's got the players in place, the staff higher up the ladder, the executives are all the right people, and it's all coming together in a culmination of positive things. So the fan experience and the player experience is incredible. Incredible. I love playing at BMO. I think all of our players on the team love playing at BMO and would rate it as one of the best in the league.
Yeah, and it's been fun being down there and covering the games. I mean, just watching these fans and you know, we've seen it with the Blue Jays too, but now people are really getting into TFC. Are you feeling it around the city when you go out for walks and stuff with the family?
Yeah, absolutely. The support here in the city has been incredible. And like you said, you know, as we gain this momentum, these last 3 home wins have been incredible. And I'm sure we win this weekend and we bring it back to Toronto, it'll be even better.
Hey, Justin, really appreciate your time tonight. It's been a great run. Hope it continues. Best of luck on Sunday in New York at Yankee Stadium. You paint that stadium red, you guys, and we'll see you back for the Eastern Final.
All right. Thank you.